This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headline, and we begin with the bitter fight between the Democrats and the Republicans over the current state of the economy and how to fix it. Today, President Obama took his economic message to Parma, Ohio, just outside of Cleveland, which was not a coincidence. Ohio is a major battleground state for the 2012 presidential election, and there are going to be several critical races in the Buckeye State this year, including governor, U.S. Senate, and several very competitive House races. The president on Monday in Milwaukee talked about one phase of his new economic agenda, and that's a $50 billion plan to fund infrastructure projects. The White House very careful not to call that a stimulus plan, although many believe that's exactly what it is. Today, the president offering critical tax breaks for small businesses to try and jumpstart their operations.
And I'm proposing that all American businesses should be allowed to write off all the investment they do in 2011. And this will help small businesses upgrade their plants and equipment, and will encourage large corporations to get off the sidelines and start putting their profits to work in places like Cleveland and Toledo and Dayton.
Congressional Republicans have already begun outlining their agenda and what type of priorities they would pursue if returned to the majority in one or both houses of Congress following the midterm elections on November 2nd. House Republican leader John Boehner on Good Morning America talked about the two pillars of his economic approach, freezing the Bush tax cuts where they are and not letting them expire for at least 2 years, and also reducing discretionary spending back to 2008 levels.
Why wouldn't we work together to make it clear that all current tax rates will be extended for the next 2 years.
So you're open
what
to
that will do what that will do is help small businesses who have no clue what the coming tax rates are going to be, gives them some certainty. And if we're able to do this together, I think we'll show the American people that we understand what's going on in the country, and we'll be able to get our economy moving again and get jobs growing in America.
Boehner's comments came before the Obama speech, and they also follow comments he made in a major economic speech just a number of days ago. But in his comments in Ohio today, President Obama says Republicans, and Boehner in particular, are offering nothing new.
There were no new policies from Mr. Boehner. There were no new ideas. There was just the same philosophy that we had already tried during the decade that they were in power. The same philosophy that led to this mess in the first place. Cut more taxes for millionaires and cut more rules for corporations.
But in a conversation with me on Wednesday, Missouri Congressman and a Republican, Blaine Lutkemeyer, says if the president thinks, for after hearing John Boehner speak twice now, that the Republicans plan to do more of what they did earlier in the decade, he's clearly not paying attention.
Well, obviously he wasn't watching what went on in 2006 and prior to that. One of the things that helped was the tax cuts, which generated record revenues. The thing that got us in trouble was the amount of spending that went on. And one of the things that we're not doing right now is we're not spending money. We're talking about cutting spending, just the opposite of what happened in those early 2000 years. So if he's trying to compare the time now with the early 2000s, he's comparing apples and oranges. It's just completely different. So as a result, all due respect to the president, he's got it wrong.
The president also speaking about his tax agenda, saying that he wants to preserve the Bush tax cuts for at least another year for all levels of income taxpayers, with the exception of those making north of $250,000 per year. The president says he's puzzled as to why Republicans are so intent on preserving those tax cuts when they would add to the deficit.
With all the other budgetary pressures we have, with all the Republicans' talk about wanting to shrink the deficit, they would have us borrow $700 billion over the next 10 years to give a tax cut of about $100,000 each to folks who are already millionaires.
But in a conversation with me earlier today, Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter says there's a huge difference in letting Americans keep more of their money as compared to making sure that the government pays for expanded domestic spending programs.
Letting Americans keep their money is not the same as justifying an expansion of government spending. And I think that's particularly true when we're only talking about keeping the present tax rates in place. We're not talking about any additional cuts. We're talking about keeping the present tax rates in place.
To hear my entire conversations with Senator Vitter as well as Congressman Lutkemeyer, please head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. Senator Vitter will also comment on BP's new report investigating what went wrong with that horrific Deepwater Horizon explosion that led to oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico for nearly 3 months. Another major story still making headlines here in Washington, in Florida, and around the world, actually, is the plans of a pastor at a very small church in the Gainesville, Florida area to burn a copy of the Quran on the anniversary of 9/11 this coming Saturday. The Reverend Terry Jones says he's doing it in order to highlight the radical ideology of the Islamic faith, and that is what is responsible for motivating those responsible for the 9/11 attacks. But there is a massive outpouring of opposition to this move from Christian leaders, from political figures, and even the military. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was among those speaking out against the plan to burn the Quran, and she says she's gratified to see the nearly universal support And she says she's gratified to see the nearly universal opposition to this idea.
I am heartened by the clear, unequivocal condemnation of this disrespectful, disgraceful act that has come from American religious leaders of all faiths.
Speaking on the Today Show, General Ray Odierno, the head of U.S. combat forces in Iraq, just returned to the United States, says that he believes U.S. troops worldwide could be in danger if the church goes through with this.
I worry that it'll turn into violence against our troops, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places as well.
As for Pastor Jones, he says he hopes violence does not come to U.S. troops as a result of this, and it would be a tragedy if it does. But he says it wouldn't be his fault. It would just prove that he's been right all along, that the Muslims are very radical.
We would feel terrible, that that would be a disaster, that would be beyond words. But we are not responsible for that. I mean, why don't we point the finger at where it belongs and point the finger at us? Well, why don't we point the finger at them, the people who did it? We are not responsible if they do that. Actually, all we have done is reveal the violence that is there.
For more analysis on this story, please check out my interview with Brigitte Gabrielle, a woman of Lebanese descent who is a survivor of terrorism. She's head of ACT for America, and she explains that burning the Quran is definitely the wrong way to go. She says debating the contents of the Quran would be far more effective and would truly expose the radical ideology of Islam. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.